The word today is be. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. People observe our actions. So as Christians, we should walk and talk in a way that gives honor to God. In the Bible, God gives us specific directions about how we are to act. Here to help us take a look at some of these verses is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Be.
I've been having an enjoyable time browsing through, especially the New Testament, the different epistles of St. Paul. Last time we talked about Ephesians quite a bit. And I want to continue this theme because we're talking about how Christians should act, what we should do, and what our attitudes should be. And so we've kind of called these things that we should be like, things that we should be doing, things that we should be saying, and so on. Be this, be that. And it's kind of a cute way to look at it because I came up with 21 different Bible verses. And so I called it a swarm of bees because there's so many of them. And actually, we were looking in the letter to the Hebrews. I want to spend some time today in Romans, if we can get there as we look at these different verses. And I would hope that you'd mark down these characteristics, these ideas of how we should be, what we should be doing, what we should be saying, how we should be acting, and so on. Because our evidence and our proof of our faith is in what we do and in what we say and how we act. So let's continue with that thought and look at Galatians. In Galatians, another letter of St. Paul, in Galatians, the sixth chapter, there's a little reminder to us. It says, let us not become weary. Now, how are we to act? In other words, we are to be full of strength and full of the Holy Spirit. We heard about that last week. And be filled up so that we have energy to do things to help others. And we are not to become lazy and kind of worn out. You know, this is truly a difficult part of the Christian ministry because let's say you're taking care of someone that's in the process of dying and it's been going on for days and days and maybe months, maybe even months and weeks. And you're really getting worn down. You're getting frazzled. Your temperament is getting kind of stretched out now to the point where you don't have as much patience. And all of a sudden, you need to be reminded, like St. Paul says here. He says, now don't give up. Hang in there, because at the proper time, God is going to give you a harvest. He'll give you a revelation as to what it is he is going to bless you with. I just love that. I often have told my children when they were growing up, when you're crossing a desert kind of like in your life and nothing seems to be going right, it's kind of dry and nothing's happening and you're kind of getting exhausted and tired, the longer that desert goes, I'm of the conviction that the longer that desert goes, the greater the blessing will be. I don't know if I have an exact verse from the Holy Scriptures that says that word for word, but it's just what I believe the Holy Scriptures teaches, that God isn't going to give you an ordeal or a task that you can't handle and leave it in your hands, so to speak, to the point where you're actually crushed by it and you actually go under because of it. That isn't the way God works. God may give you a long test and you may have a problem and that problem may extend. I've had problems in my life that have extended for more than several years, keep popping up and keep irritating and so on. And you have to be in prayer and you have to be constantly aware that you have to be guarding against whatever that temptation is, whatever that situation is, whatever the cause is. And so it may take a long time to arrive at the solution, and God may want you to develop patience. And he certainly tells us that if we will be in him, that he will give us an answer at the right moment, at the right time. That's what this verse says. Galatians 6, verse 9. Do not become weary in doing good. Whatever it is you're doing to help, don't quit and don't give up on it. Hang in there. You know, get some extra rest or whatever it needs, some spiritual fuel. Make sure that you're reading God's word. Make sure that you remain strong in your prayer life. Make sure that you're constantly talking about things with your fellow Christians so that you can be encouraged. And hang in there, because God is going to give you the answer. He will give you the harvest. He will give you the solution. So I think that's one of the great B's. Be patient, be humble, be consistent, be aware that God knows your needs. Now, I mentioned that we can go to Romans and find some more of these. Look at Romans 6, verse 11. Boy, is this a very important one. It says here, be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is fantastic. Be dead to sin. You know, when temptation comes, and it does in everyone's life, you are to be like a corpse to that temptation. I remember something Billy Graham said several decades ago, about 30-some years ago. He was talking on a topic called lust. And the way he explained that to the radio audience at the time, he said, and I thought it was a good illustration, so I tucked it into my memory. He said, lust is, at that first look at the temptation, that's not a sin. He explained it that way. That's the temptation of the devil. It's the second look where you turn back and look again and entertain the temptation and say, oh, I'd like to see more of that, or oh, I'm going to watch this some more, or I'm going to do this or that. That's where you're falling into the sin itself. So there's the temptation, and then there's either the rejecting of it, which it says here in this text, says be dead to that. Now, a dead person isn't going to in any way respond to that. So act dead to it. Close it off. Tell the devil to get out of there. And make it something that you don't respond to. And be alive instead to the motivation of God's Holy Spirit. Think of something positive, think of something helpful, and God will give you the strength to resist. You know, God has promised there's not going to be any temptation that comes into your life that's going to overwhelm you, because he always gives you the strength, if you will call on him, to resist and overcome it. He knows exactly what you need and when you need it and how you need it. And so God is going to free you from fear of falling into sin, because he's given you the Holy Spirit and forgiveness. So call on him and ask him for help. I think this is a marvelous verse here. Romans 6, verse 10. Do not let the members of your body be used for sinful purposes. You'd see how often he puts this. Do not offer the parts of your body, verse 13, as instruments of wickedness. Do not let the devil control you. Do not let him overwhelm you. Instead, be dead to sin and alive to Christ. Be the person that is full of joy and full of life and full of excitement doing the things to glorify God. That's one way to be. Be alive to Christ. You know, there's a lot of truth in Romans 12, verse 2. Take a look at Romans 12, verse 2. There are so many things in life that the devil uses us to tempt us in, and we end up conforming to them. We end up, Romans 12, verse 2, it says here, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world. We see the worldly people getting drunk, acting immoral. We see them living a worldly life. It says here, do not be that way. Don't be that way. Don't conform to the world. Don't act just like they do, or you're going to be a worldly person. Instead, be transformed. Be changed. You know, there's an interesting number of different movies out now that talk about Transformers. It's where the object is maybe a truck, and then it turns into a giant, and then it turns into a railroad train or whatever. Always transforms into something else. These are optical illusions and things like this to make these movies a little more exciting, I suppose. But be transformed, changed from one thing into another. And don't be conformed into the world around you so that you look just like them. Be transformed. Be different. Be the kind of person that responds in a different way, not in a worldly way, but in a godly way, so that people can say, did you hear that person's language? Wasn't it beautiful the way he praised God? Did you hear that person praying? Did you hear that person talking about Jesus? Did you see the way that person was helping that lady or that man or that little child? Did you see their actions and their attitudes? You see, you've been transformed. And of course, the big thing there, Romans 13, verse 10. Romans 13, verse 10. Just constantly, always, that's one of the major things. Love does not harm its neighbors. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. Love is always helping, always kind, always showing forgiveness and mercy. So these are some of the bees, a swarm of bees, all these things that we can read in God's Word to help us become the kind of people He wants us to be. And believe me, people are observing us, not just in our own immediate families, not just our children, not just our husbands and wives if we're married, and not just our people that we work with and communicate with and that we see on a regular basis, as well as the people at church. All of these beautiful examples are people watching us and observing us. So how should we be? We ought to be alive in Jesus. We ought to be transformed into godly people. We are to be loving people. If we are this way, if we'll be this way, God will use us as a witness to the entire world.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of His church, and especially on His beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.